Real estate for sale. There must be as many real estate offices in Punta del Este as there are places for sale and rent. No one stays put these days, and for all the places here that has someone living in them, you still have plenty of places that are empty. This is a real estate broker's paradise. Customers come down, fall in love, buy a place, move here, then lose their love and bail out. You get to sell a place over and over and over, and you have nothing of yours at stake. The area is seductive. It's clean, has shopping, has the beach, is easy to get around, is safe. The fact that it is expensive and is a resort community that expands in the good months and shrinks to a skeleton staff in the winter is easy to forget. If you buy a place here, you're going to live in it full time. How much use will you get out of it? Who will watch it when you are not here? Is renting it practical? Our property value is going to rise or fall in the next few years, so you don't lose your reason for investment. What's the government going to do that will impact the value of your investment, the income you might make from it, and whether you can sell it or not? Is it really any different here than Fort Lauderdale or Padre Island or San Diego, California? If you're in business, how are you going to survive lean months? Wherever I go, real estate is for sale, and people are either buying, selling, or trading. As far as I know, Geraldo is the most honest man on the planet, and for a price, he will find you the castle of your dreams. My dad was a realtor, so I know there are honest ones on the planet. The need to own a home is not going away anytime soon.